Now, it's not just families with young kids who find it tough to travel these days. For Americans with hearing loss, being able to hear in airports and train stations can be a real challenge. Ashley Milne-Tite reports that a group of advocates is now trying to change that with help from a not-so-new technology.
When psychology professor David Myers went on vacation to Scotland, he was thrilled to visit 800-year-old Iona Abbey. But when the service began, he was lost.
As the sound reverberated around those ancient stone walls, it was indecipherable by the time it got to my ears.
Then his wife noticed a hearing assistance sign on the wall with a T on it. The T stood for telecoil. Myers was wearing hearing aids that contained a telecoil, a tiny, inexpensive part. He pressed a button on each hearing aid to activate the feature.
And what happened was just amazing. Suddenly, crystal clear sound was coming from the center of my head as if the person were 3 feet in front of my face.
The Abbey had installed a wire called a hearing loop or induction loop. It transmits sound via a magnetic signal to the telecoil in a hearing aid or cochlear implant. Once switched on, that telecoil acts as a personal wireless loudspeaker for the listener. 69% of new hearing aid models contain telecoils. Here's how a regular church service can sound to a hearing aid wearer.
The second lesson, be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord.
Now here's that sound again, transmitted via hearing loop.
The second lesson, be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord.
Hearing loops are common in public spaces and at ticket windows in Britain and Scandinavia. Since he got back from Scotland, Myers has been on a mission to bring them to the US. His part of Michigan now has hundreds, from senior centres to the Grand Rapids Airport. But hearing assistance systems in this country more commonly use infrared or FM signals to transmit sound. Myers says the problem with that technology is it requires people with hearing loss to do the work.
To get up, locate, check out, wear and return special equipment.
Either a headset or a neck loop, which many people with imperfect hearing are reluctant to do. Janice Schachter runs an advocacy group in New York City called the Hearing Access Program.
People with hearing loss actually want dignity. They don't want a big neon sign that says, I have a hearing loss.
Schachter's daughter, Arielle, now 17, has severe hearing loss. Family outings became a trial.
We would go to a Broadway show and she couldn't hear the sound. Sometimes the sound director would think the music was loud enough and they therefore didn't need to mic the music into the headset. Sometimes the headsets were broken.
Schachter's organization has helped get hearing loops installed at New York venues like the Natural History Museum, a branch of the Apple Store, and most of the information booths in the notoriously noisy subway system. Arielle Schachter says the hearing loop in the booth at this station funnels the transit worker's voice right into her ear and blocks out the subway noise behind her. Without it,
I would have a much more difficult time. I would be relying less on hearing and more on lip reading in doing that. And I mean, that's not perfect.
Her mother is continuing her push to loop New York City and other places too. Janice Schachter says as baby boomers age, they'll want as hassle-free a way to hear as possible. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.